This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock on the dot. Well, not on the dot. Slightly after because we just played a drop. I'm Harriet Rose and I'm joined by the guy that's always here. It's Mr. Tom Nozza.
Hello, Harriet. It's so good to be here on a Thursday.
Oh, is it not good to be here on other days?
It's really like the mood isn't, you know.
It's great. Just not the same, is it? Thursday is a big day for the world, you know. It's throwback Thursday.
It's a whole
thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, it's a whole host of different things.
Well, you can't think of any. I've thought of two. Thrombosis Thursday.
Yeah. Wow.
Tombola Thursday.
Thumbs up Thursday.
That's a good one.
That's a thing.
The last ones might have been made up. Can't confirm either way, though.
What's on today's show? I want to know.
You want to go or you want to know?
I want to know.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was going to say that's quite rude.
Straight away.
We've actually got a whopper, if you're asking, Tom. Do you want me to tell you who's coming on?
Please.
Well, we've got a bit of music news and reviews up first, of course, because we've got to keep you guys up to date with what's guanin. And then we've got Lake Malawi coming in the studio. Off Colour are going to be in the studio. Silento's going to be in the studio. Whip, whip.
Nay, nay.
Holler at your boy, Sid Batham and Lotto Boys.
And a pre-record with no other than...
Naughty Little Sigala.
Yeah.
He's a lovely, lovely man. Met him the other day, literally yesterday. And we had a little chit-chat. And we talked a bit about exclusive stuff.
Cool.
That I've decided Tom's not allowed to listen to, so I'm going to make him go and sit in the loo while we've...
Not again.
Not again, mate. So really exciting show today, guys. Plus, it's Last Request is back.
Do you want another go?
Yes, please. Shall I just go again now?
Yes, please.
Can you make it so it seems like it didn't happen?
Sure. Oh, that sounds good. Don't lock me in the toilet again, please, Harriet.
Last Request is back.
Oh, I love that.
Gosh, that went better, didn't it?
You are smashing me to bits about 4-5-2.
Tell me. Yes, 5-2.
See, the thing is, weekly, I tend to come up with the idea and I still lose.
That's not true. You don't come up with the idea every week. You've come up with it the last 2 weeks. I came up with it the week before that.
Okay, what was
that? Let's check my text.
What was that week?
Well, it's still the week I won, Tom.
You better check your text.
Why don't you check when the last time you won was? Because
long time ago, Don McLean.
I can still remember. Right, tell everyone what Last Request is, you bloody silly sausage.
Because we've got no other than Silento on the show, and for the famous dance moves, we thought, why not pick some musicians and a song from that musician's discography?
God, you're awful at describing things. When I say to you, like, Tom, why don't you describe this thing? He's like, well, there was an apple and a tree, and you walk beside the apple, and then you touch the apple, and you put the apple down.
I like to take the scenic route. So we're picking a song that has a famous dance routine to it.
Christ,
that's
like,
the quick way.
Got there in the end, didn't we? Do you want to tell everyone what you...
I picked Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal.
Oh, very good. And guess what I picked? Very good.
Very good.
Two strong choices this week.
The King and Queen. Is she Queen?
Oh, yeah, she is. Of course she is. Queen Bey. Come on.
What's Madonna?
Madonna.
Queen Mum. Or Pop. Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe. Maybe. Ooh.
Now you're scared that you said that. She's probably listening.
She will get me.
We're talking about her today in Music News and Reviews.
The other day I watched her video with her and Britney Spears with the sound off, and it's the most awkward thing you'll ever see.
Madonna. Why did you do that?
Because it's an idea. Yeah, I just did.
Because it's an idea I had.
It's an idea. And the bit when they're just dancing around the bed, they don't know what they're doing. Britney just looking at her like, I'm not sure why I'm here. It's so peculiar.
Oh, you're really making me laugh today, Tom. Should we play some music?
Please do.
This is a bit of House. This is their brand new single, taken from their upcoming EP, which is called SWYSEP, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, actually.
I think it's an acronym.
SWYSEP. SWYSEP. And this... Oh, no! I've just realised. It's Say What You Say. The song's called Say What You Say, and the EP's called Say What You Say. Happened there is it's been...
abbreviated.
Made into an acronym. So that's good times. Here is the brand new single from House. Thank you. Say.
I like that. I like that song a lot.
It's good, isn't it? The lead singer's got a really, really like distinctive voice.
It's one of the nasally, but good nasal. The nasal isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing.
You panicked as soon as you said nasal, didn't you?
Because no one thinks, oh, you know what? Her voice is great. It's really nasally, but it's good nasally.
I don't think it's nasally, but cool.
Not like that.
No, stop now.
I like it.
Shall we play some
music, news, and reviews?
Let's play that.
Play a game.
Before that, I'm just gonna vote for myself in the.
Oh, for God's sake! I don't ever vote for myself.
Yes, you do.
Until like the end of the show, when I realise you and you've got all your mates to vote. I think you've got a very good chance of winning today.
Didn't say that earlier. You said you're going to thwack me.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to win, but I'm not saying...
Oh, you just give me
no,
a
No, I'm
bit
joking.
Of
I actually think you've got a really good... Because as I said to you, I would have picked a Michael Jackson song because he's the most famous person for doing dance moves in songs.
Yeah, I'd say, modern day, it probably would be Beyonce, wouldn't it? Never would be Usher.
It was weird because there was a period where it was Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And then Usher as well, yeah. Jason Derulo.
Derulo.
It used to be that, now it's Derulo. Derulo. Talking of that, we've got Salento on the show in a minute. Well, he does that as well. Salento.
Announcing the name at the beginning of the song.
Do you think that I should start doing that when I speak? So I like walk into the room and be like, Harriet Rose.
Yeah, I think bands should start doing it like the Kooks. You should be, the Kooks. just at the beginning of the song. Just you're not sure.
Oh, you're so kooky. Christ on a bike. So you can head to the Twitter and vote for either Smooth Criminal or Single Ladies. Let me give you a little bit of a taster. Oh, such a good dance, that one. If you don't know the dance to that, I would be shocked to the core. So, let's do some music news and reviews.
Yes, please.
Up first, Steps are on the way to beating Mr. Ed Sheeran to number one album. Tears on the Dance Floor, their LP. First one since 2000, year.
It's a long time about Steps, isn't it?
It's a sad amount
was
of time.
Was it long
because
enough?
I love Steps.
Oh, yeah, we all do. We all do.
I do. I actually do.
I wasn't pulling anything.
What have you been pulling? Who are you pulling, Tom?
I don't know.
So that's exciting. Ed Sheeran's been on the top spot to, of course, two?
Too long.
Too long. Too Not long. Too long, because it's a good album.
I know.
Album. Up next, Madonna. The biopic. That's right. A Madonna biopic called Blonde Ambition is in the works with Universal Pictures, and it will focus on her formative years in New York, working as a model, dancer and a waitress.
I've got something quite... I wanted to find out... Well, we were saying who would be playing Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Who could play Madonna?
Who can I imagine or who do I want?
Okay, imagine first and then want.
Okay. I want... Can I say want first?
Yes.
I want producer Natalie King to play
solid
Madonna
choice,
in the biopic.
Solid choice.
She seems happy with that, so I think we should probably put her forward.
Okay.
We'll do a taster reel tape after the show now.
But you
will have to get your tits out. Just she's fine with that. She's fine with that. She's rarely got her tits in, if we're
who
honest.
Who do you expect?
Who do I expect to do it? Probably...
I wonder if we're going to say the same person.
That girl who's in Neon Demon. Neon Fanning. L. Fanning. Just keep saying Fanning. Not Dakota Fanning. Is that the other one? That's the sister, isn't it? L. Fanning. Because she's quite young and she's quite kooky. Mm. Quite kooky like Madonna. Who do you
want?
Who do you want? Oh, who do you want and who do you think? Think first.
I think it will be an unknown actress.
And Good one.
I would like it to
be... You keep these things real fun,
what
Tom.
What is the name of Harlequin?
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Yes.
We said that at the same time then.
Margot Robbie would
Margot
be good.
Margot Robbie.
Should be good. But
Margot Robbie would be perfect.
I looked at IMDb just to see if there was someone already listed. And the only thing in the trivia is Madonna herself does not approve of this movie. And she says that if it is made, she will disown it. So there you go. Madonna's approval there.
So that's a good one. Yeah. So it probably won't be her daughter playing the role then.
No.
We didn't say her daughter because that probably is quite a good suggestion.
Do you know her name?
Nope. I bet Nat does. Nat, what's Madonna's name. Daughter's name? Of course she does. Lourdes.
Lourdes?
Yeah, like Lourdes, but different.
That sounds like it could be Hades' daughter.
What was that like?
It was different.
Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff are reuniting for an epic one-night-off gig in Blackpool at Livewire Festival, which is a festival that's bringing back all 90s artists.
That is a very good idea.
Right? So he's coming to Blackpool, which will be interesting. I wonder what he'll think of Blackpool.
Is the Jackson... We've got the Jacksons playing, Jason Donovan, Sunita.
I saw Sunita last night. Not even a joke. I saw her last night wearing a red velvet dress.
What did you do last night,
No,
Harriet?
I went to a party, but I'm just saying I saw Sunita there.
Red velvet dress.
She was wearing red velvet, lady in red.
She just cut up the carpet from the floor.
She was actually cutting pieces of carpet off the floor.
That's, I can imagine.
I can tell you what, there wasn't any carpet where I was.
No. Oh, does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know, I'm just telling you. Bananarama are back.
Oh, thank God.
Having sold 40 million records, they're going to reunite for their first tour in the UK in 29 years, would you believe?
Do you reckon they're nervous?
I think they're probably a bit nervy.
Mm. You would be, wouldn't you? Be like, oh, they still remember our tracks, the banana tracks.
The banana tracks. Bananas in pyjamas. I can't be downstairs. Are you? Tell me who you would love to see, what band you'd love to see reunite.
Can I bring people back from the dead?
No.
I'm not allowed. Okay.
No, because that's obviously you'd just like be like Queen.
Yep.
But no, because that's boring, because we all want Queen back and we can't have them, so stop trying.
Who would I bring back that broke up? That's a very good question. I think about it too much.
Do you want me to say mine to make it easier
please.
For you? Five, what you waiting for? Which really three, two, two, one, let's kick it. Five.
They are currently touring as three.
Oh, shit.
But that's the guy I liked with the eyebrow piercing's not in it.
Well, there's no point then, is there?
Jake? I'm just remixing my speech. Jake?
I'm going to move on. There's some new Haim coming out.
Ooh.
That's that band that you couldn't pronounce their name.
Haim.
Yeah, they're called Haim. We don't know when, but a mysterious Instagram video teaser has been revealing the exact date and time that they are releasing something, but we don't know what.
I imagine it's new music. I think it's going to be new music.
I think you might be right, Tom. Ooh. I'm a big fan of Haim. Haim.
Ooh.
I just did that because you made me do that.
Haim. Contagious.
You don't remember this, but Belly Squad came on the show and they are lovely boys from Ireland and they have returned for their new single called Like That from their EP Banana.
Do you think there's... Is it the year of the banana, Harriet? That's what I'm questioning now.
Yes, it's the year of the banana.
There's a lot of banana...
related shit going on. And I ate a banana this morning. My cat dragged the peel around the kitchen for about an hour and a half.
Ooh, what's his name, John? Doesn't really work, but he could do. That's
that would work if our listeners were not what they
Let's
are.
Let's play Teenage Kicks. No, that's not. Undertones.
R.I.P. though, John Peel.
Yeah.
Radio presenter, like us.
Radio 1.
DJs. Okay, well, what did you do last night, Tom? Because you told me you did something quite exciting.
I was doing a music video for a band, and we were filming...
Band and?
In a swimming pool.
Were you in the swimming pool?
I was directing, so I didn't get in. Apparently it was fucking freezing, but I didn't go in, and we're filming someone in a wedding dress in a pool, kind of sinking, and it's just like very, very weird when you step... Sometimes you step back at life and you go, what have I done to be here?
In a good way or a bad way?
No, a good way, because that's a job. And that's a weird thing to have as a job. And I'm very appreciative of doing that as a job.
But say job again.
Job.
You're just desperately trying to keep your job.
But yeah, no, it's just very odd. But like, yeah, it sounded like I was outside freezing my macaroons off. And it sounded like you were having a whale of a time.
I was having a party, yeah. I went to the opening of the Ned, so, which is the new Soho House.
Was that last night?
Yeah, there's been one every night this week. So I went on Monday as well, and Wednesday.
Where is the Ned based?
It is in the city, okay. In Poultry, on Poultry Street.
Oh.
There was some performances by some famous people called Tiny Temper, Gary Barlow, Paloma Faith.
Which is mental.
Yeah, really big. And that choir, you know that choir that guy does that choir, Gary Malone?
Yeah.
Gareth Malone. And they sang some pretty cool tunes. For example, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard.
Were they serving milkshakes?
Not at the time, no. But later on they did.
Oh.
No, they didn't really.
Oh.
But I had a nice time. And you had a nice time. We both had a nice time.
Let's play a song to celebrate nice times.
Well, before we play a song.
Oh.
Actually, should we play a song and then we'll talk about Artist of the Month after the song?
Oh, yeah.
Our lovely Mabel.
Mabel.
We're going to have a little chat about her and then we'll play a song of hers because we love her. This next song is one of our previous Artists of the Month. This is Liv Dawson's brand new one, Somewhere Good.
Hell yeah!
We've been watching for days through the desert, baby. Both walking on different tracks. With no sign that we'll ever find water. No way of ever turning back. Loving you don't come with instructions. I'm not the type to read them anyway. There's no winning here, it's not a game. But I'm asking you to play me anyway. I'm putting my one foot down in front of the other one. Faith in you.
love was better. We can be alone together.
Ooh.
Liv Dawson.
Lovely. Liv Dawson. Brand new single there. What do you think of that, babe?
It's very nice. I mean, I remember her previous...
I feel calm.
Yeah.
Do you feel calm?
I feel like I could just go to, you know, just chill out now.
Somewhere good.
Energy.
You feel like you could go somewhere good.
I feel like I could go somewhere good.
So...
Yes, Harriet. Paper, paper, paper.
Do you want to read a bit about these exciting things that are happening tonight?
Yes, I do. You've just... You knew I did.
I did. I could smell that you wanted to speak about it.
Smell it. Come on. Harpo Smith are supporting Lux Lisbon for the second year at the Scala tonight. They're going to smash it, and we're looking forward to having them on the show soon.
And they are currently recording their debut album, so we'll see that soon as well.
We'll see it and we'll hear it.
And we're going to chat to them about it when they come in. Bloody hell!
Probably play a game with them. Harpo Smith probably thinking something like maybe involving harps and blacksmiths. Blacksmith.
I'm a smith.
Could you make a harp out of a horseshoe?
Shit, your mind works in weird ways.
Quickly.
Weird and wonderful ways. Plus, Shy FX have been added to the lineup of Victorious Festival alongside Stamina MC, Turin Breaks, Benjamin Francis Leftwich, who we've had on the show, who's a friggin' lovely guy, Matt Wills, who's on Pain and Sylvester next week, and lots more joining the bill.
Oh, the festival looks amazing, and Shy FX, well, we know they're amazing.
They are. So, one of my favourites, actually, Shy FX.
Yeah, up there with... Steps. Top Loader.
Top Loader did that good song.
Samantha Mumba.
Samantha Mumba's really good as well.
That's all I've got.
I'm just not a negative person, Tom.
I like things.
That festival is happening 25th, 26th, 27th of August in the lovely Portsmouth.
Harmonised a little bit.
That was good. www.victoriousfestival.co.uk, and you can still get early bird tickets for £30. So cheap.
That's unbeatable.
For Friday, and then £37 for Saturday and Sunday.
Well, there you go.
It's the last week of our Artist of the Month, Mabel McVeigh.
Artist of the Month.
Oh, that was lovely.
Vibrato at the end there.
I might ask us to clip that up and then use it. Mabel. She's currently featuring in Stylist magazine, looking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They've named her the Sound of the Summer. And in the piece, she says, I've been in two long-term relationships, and this sounds awful. They were really helpful for writing Heartbreak. It makes good songs. Amy Winehouse, she's an excellent example. Her heartbreak made her.
True.
She was lovely when she came on the show, wasn't she?
She went to Coachella.
Coachella. Yeah, she was hanging out with Rita Ora and Jeremy Scott. Do you know who Jeremy Scott is?
Oh, I do. He's a designer.
Well done.
Moschino?
Yes.
Oh,
but it's pronounced Moschino.
Fuck. so close yet so far.
Yes, but you did really well. Oh, is it because it's written there? Moschino.
Where?
Oh, no, you didn't. You just knew that Jeremy Scott was a Moschino designer.
I'd seen him in someone else's photos. And cool, I was like, Who is this guy? Who's this chap with fancy clothes?
So she's basically having a ball, and she's doing some great, exciting stuff. We love her. She's been an Artist of the Month for April. Thank you very much.
She's rubbing her shoulders on the right shoulders.
Yeah, she's rubbing shoulders everywhere.
This could be the Silento dance move. I'm not sure.
We're going to have a dance move off with Silento later. But before that, should we play a bit of our last time of playing our Artist of the Month this month, Mabel? Of course we'll be playing her in other months, but, you know, this is the last time we'll play her 4 weeks in a row.
Hold Someone You Love. No, that's not the song name. That's just what we should do.
This song name is Thinking of You, so actually do hold someone you love while you...
Or something.
Or just hold Tom.
Please.
What can I tell if you're into me? I'm a 9, you're 5. Been away for a couple of weeks. It could be more cause I lost track of time. Driving on the wrong side, thinking of you. On the 10th floor, thinking of you. And it isn't like me to be insecure. Oh, what have you done to my mind? Oh, I wanna be with you, wanna be with you. Oh my God, I'm a mess. Boy, you got to me, got to me. You know you got to me. Try to.
to the beach, I was thinking of you. Standing in his room, but I was thinking of you. And I don't want you to be insecure. Oh, don't wanna play with your mind. Whoa, wanna be with you, wanna be with you. Oh my God, I'm a mess. Boy, you got to me, you know you got to me, oh.
Mabel, Thinking of You, our artist of the month. Joining me right now in the studio is Albert of Lake Malawi. You just dropped your single Surrounded by the Light.
Hello.
Video's out now.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm feeling great. Thanks.
It's really lovely to have you.
It's great to be here.
Albert bought me a gift as well, everybody. A most gorgeous little handmade book, basically, for all, which he told me was for only important people.
Yeah.
Which I think I am quite important. I've put your wrong mic up again, haven't I, Tom?
Yep.
Tom's here. Tom's here, everybody. So, how's things going? Absolutely love Surrounded by the Light. The video is really, really nice. How did you go about sort of creating? It's a very beautiful video.
Thanks.
Were you behinding it? Behinding? Oh, gosh. Thursday. Did you have a lot of artistic input into the video?
We just wanted to go to Cuba, really. So, there's this friend of ours who offered us to pay for the flights and pay for the hotels.
Amazing.
And so we said, can we make a video there? He said, yeah.
I really like the woman with the big cigar.
Yeah?
She was
smoking a big cigar in it. Yeah.
There are some good characters.
There is. Some really good.
Local,
I like
some
it.
True Cuban characters there.
How long did you spend in Cuba?
10 days.
I love saying the word Cuba.
Yeah.
The Cuba is just...
Was it cool? Was it really fun?
It was like, do you know Dirty Dancing 2?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it, Albert.
It's set in Cuba.
Okay.
So Cuba is actually like that, times 10.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know why I'm reacting. I haven't seen it, but
it's people dancing in the on the streets and at bus stops, and just like they feel the music, and they're quite free in expressing their sexuality in a very nice way, which we don't really get here.
They're just more open, are they?
Yeah. Here it's all like... No.
Awkward.
Like all discipline, awkward. And then it comes to a point where it's just crazy and terrible.
Yeah.
But there it's all like... Oh, it just flows.
So it's like a happy place to be, basically.
Yeah.
We should go there.
Keep is one of those...
Or watch the video.
Yeah.
It takes you there in the video.
I'm going to go there and watch the video in Cuba. I feel like I'm there in it with you. When you were out there, were you directing it, or was there someone else sort of getting involved and helping you? It's difficult with music videos, isn't it? Because it's your baby. You have to sort of hand it over to someone else. Is that a weird experience?
I think that's all right, as long as in the editing process you get on well with the guy who's doing that, that's fine. But yeah, while we were there, we were just always trying to chase good light, chase good locations, and do everything we can.
good vibes.
While we're there.
I think you guys managed to do the whole thing of looking chilled and as if it was just like, hey, we're having fun, which is sometimes,
hey!
you can really see the awkwardness when bands try to do that sometimes. They look really like, but it looked really just chilled out and like you guys were actually enjoying yourself, which is...
Hopefully.
No, it did.
Well, because you were kind of on a 10-day holiday, so why wouldn't you be?
Exactly.
In a way. So tell us a little bit about the backstory of the track. Tell us a bit about where Surrounded by the Light by Light came from.
Well, Surrounded by Light is our... the recent single,
yeah,
we're really excited about. And last night we played with a band called Banffy at the Old Blue Last, and I spoke to the guitarist and singer, and he said he watched the video, he liked the single too. And we're on this little 1 month UK tour now, so we're playing Tooting on Friday and then Strong Room Shortage on the 6th of May, and it's all a part of this single being released, and so we try and promote it by playing these live shows and
getting out there and getting
yeah.
having
and
a
like
good
doing
sing
these
song.
Interviews here, you know.
And did you have a lot of fun last night at the gig?
Yeah, yeah, it was really good. It was quite packed. It wasn't super packed, but it was good.
Do you get nervous when you go on stage?
I do, but only in a good way.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know.
Do you have a kind of like what was the word before you go on stage? A ritual?
We do. We actually do a group hug with the band and the manager and with everybody else who's there with us, and we do this long and we feel it vibrate, because when you're close to someone you can feel the bass
yeah.
from their chest. It's really nice.
That's cool.
That's so cool. I'm quite taken aback, because usually people are like, nah, not really.
If we did that, it'd probably be a bit of shit. If it's just me
and you
doing it,
it would be shit and weird. Imagine, imagine if people walked in and me and you were doing that. No one would understand.
Yeah. I mean, when it's two people, it can get quite intimate.
Yeah,
but when there's three of you, it's like, you know.
Yeah, and a group of you also just brings you all together, doesn't it?
Do you try and harmonise it?
I think it always happens, because you know you get the interference, the odd, but then we all tune in and everybody's on the same wavelength.
I like that. I like that.
And how long are you going to be in London for?
Until the 11th of May. And if anyone's interested in going to a really special gig on the 10th of May in Hampstead, we're playing in the Devonshire House Prep School. A completely Aww. Unplugged gig with this beautiful choir of about 25 kids. So that's going to be special. And then we're leaving back to Prague.
Wow.
That's cool.
Because they'll probably get quite excited, because it's like, you know, a band coming in and they're getting to sing with them, and it's, you know, they're probably going to all be a horde of screaming girls.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a boys' school or a girls' school or mixed?
Mixed.
Oh, that'll be so fun. You'll have the low voices and I don't know.
I don't think they'll be that low.
That's
of course,
true.
When you're 80, you don't really have a low voice, do you?
Okay, there'll be loads of high voices then.
Yeah, there you go.
So you open for 30 Seconds of Mars.
Yes, and we're going to open for the Kooks on the 25th of May, which
wow.
is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Where is that going to be? In Prague?
In Prague, yeah.
Sick.
We are the official replacement for the Blossoms, which I can't still quite believe, but their management said, all right, so we're going to do that, yeah.
That's
so
incredible.
Did you get nervous before opening for 30 Seconds of Mars? That must have been quite a big...
It's always like when you're playing these big places like stadiums, it's always a bit like, have you seen Spinal Tap?
Yeah.
So it's you kind of just go there and you say, how you doing, bro? And everyone's like, woo! And it just works.
Yeah.
So there's not like, you know, if you know the songs, if you know what you're doing, there's not much that can actually go wrong.
True.
So... And I have to say, I really enjoy it every time, so...
I must say, when I watch bands perform, I think... Sometimes, we were talking about this earlier, I walk into a room and I'll forget what I'm doing. Like, I walked into a room and be like, why am I here? I've completely forgotten what I was doing. I can imagine that if I was on stage, I would just forget everything. Even if I knew it, I would just be like, shit, I've had a complete blank. I have no idea what the words to this song is. Are you ever scared that that's going to happen?
Not really, for some reason.
Because probably because you're a professional and I am not.
No, but I have to boast a little bit here that I get to speak to Jared from 30 Seconds to Mars after the gig. And I wasn't a huge fan of the band, to be honest.
Okay, yeah.
So I just said what I found that night, that he was like treating the fans with so much attention and love. It was adorable, really. So I told him, you're doing this with so much love. And he looked me in the eyes like for 10 seconds and said, we all try our best, don't we?
Oh.
It was like, it was
wise words.
Yeah.
He's got quite a range on him as well, as Jared.
Vocal range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's quite intense.
Is
yeah.
he?
Yeah. I can imagine him.
He's a bit like Jesus.
Oh my God, I want to meet Jesus. Yeah. I've always wanted to meet Jesus. So we just need to go to a 30 Seconds of Mars gig and we can meet Jesus.
And he can do anything because he can act. So he might be.
I once saw him at a premiere and he was wearing a bright green. It was the premiere for that Marvel thing he did. What's it called? With all the characters doing things. Cara Delevingne was in it.
It was the...
you know what?
With the Joker.
Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad. And he looked quite intense. He was walking around with a green coat and I thought, you look intense. But in a good way. In like a sexy way.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got good vibes. Anyway, that must have been a lot of fun. Having some intense times with Jared Leto.
Yeah, the intense 15 seconds. Why not?
I love a good intense 15 seconds. On this show, we play a game, Albert, and it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Now, you're going to have to answer on behalf of the whole of Lake Malawi for me.
Okay.
So I'm sending you to a desert island, and on this desert island, you get to pick one song that you have to hear for the rest of your life, but it's the worst song you can imagine hearing for the rest of your life. So what would be Lake Malawi's Desert Island Dick? But you can answer on behalf of all of them.
The worst song.
So it has to be the worst song ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds from us.
I'm sorry, but it has to be something. Yeah, it'd have to be something possibly by Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Okay, I'll give you some suggestions. So you can have Teenage Dream, which goes like this.
God.
How does it go? Teenage Dream. No, I can't remember how it goes. I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
Fireworks.
Baby, you're a firework.
Heart of a...
Let's stick with Teenage Dream then.
Yeah.
Teenage Dream.
Again, when I think about it, when you hear something like for 5 times in a row, you still don't like it. Mm. You hear it for 10 times and you kind of begin
to hate it.
Yeah. You like it.
You kind of begin to live with it. And then it's like with mixes. We get mixes from people doing mixes for us, right? With new songs. And you hear something once and you're like, this is terrible. And then you hear it 5 times and then you kind of live with that. So I think if I heard Teenage Dream more than 20, 30 times, I might even begin to love it. So, you know.
That's a very good way to look at Desert Island Dicks.
Positive outlook.
Very good. Thank you, Albert. You've actually made the most not positive thing of our show very positive.
Also.
Very positive guy we've got here.
Got another question for you.
Yeah, you can have this one.
This is the more important question. At the end of the show, we do a last request. So me and Harriet both pick a tune for the last song and we get votes for which one we play.
I think you're going to win this one.
So we've picked these two. I'm not going to say what song, who picked what.
Yeah, so we've got two songs. The first one is Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. And the second one is Single Ladies by Beyonce. So which one would you like to vote for as the last request for today's
single
show?
Single Ladies.
Yeah!
Come on, man.
I really thought you were going to win that.
Yeah.
Albert, you are fast becoming my favourite person in humanity.
Oh, thanks.
My pleasure. So what's in store for the rest of 2017? What are you most excited about happening for the rest of this year?
Well, tomorrow we're playing in Tooting, so I'm excited about that. And then the 6th of May, we're doing Strong Room Shoreditch. Then 10th of May, the Hampstead School Choir gig. Then we're supporting the Coots on the 25th of May in Prague. Then we're finishing the record called Surrounded by Light, which is due out in December. Yeah, and then my life will just go on. And actually, yeah.
It's an exciting year.
No, I just wanted to start talking about my girlfriend and then I thought, no.
You can.
You can talk about her.
You can.
Yeah, so I'm very happy that this is this side of my life.
You're having a good year, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Albert's smashing it, everybody.
Well done, Albert.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Shall we play a bit of Surrounded by Light?
Please do.
Can you introduce it for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, on FUBAR Radio, this is Surrounded by Light by Lake Malawi.
Woo!
Lost myself again. God knows you're my only friend. I don't know about the name they gave me when I came here to tell you that I'm still the same. it's all about.
Malawi, thank you so much to Albert for popping in. We have now joined live in the studio by Off Colour.
Hello. Woop, woop, woop.
What's up, boys?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well.
Fantastic.
Having a fabulous Thursday.
Yeah, although yeah. It has started raining a bit.
I know, right? We're going to have to bring the sunshine indoors.
Absolutely.
So you guys obviously kicked off your career on YouTube doing sort of different covers and mixes and mashups, and now you're releasing your own music. You've got Mine, which is your latest single. We're going to talk about it in a minute, but let's kick off by starting about the YouTube stuff. How did you guys decide, let's start singing covers and put them on YouTube?
It's actually, it was my idea. So basically we were at school.
Here we go.
we were at school and I basically realised that he could play guitar. And I was like, for some reason, I have absolutely no idea. I've got no reason why we did covers. Didn't want to be a singer, didn't want to do anything like that, but I thought, let's just video it, put it on YouTube, which we did. Went into school the next day, everyone was like, oh my god, you're so good at singing. And I was like, really? And then they were like, he's really good at guitar as well, because he wasn't singing at the time, he was just playing guitar. And yeah, so from there people were just like, can you do another one, maybe you should do this, try this song, do this. And we were like, okay. So we started taking requests, and then just started happening like that, doing more and more covers, more and more views, more and more subscribers / people that were requesting.
Yeah, and it started to really kick off, didn't it? What would you say your favourite song that you've covered is?
I'll do mine. So my favourite one, we did a blend of two songs. So it was Ben Howard's song called Everything and Frank Ocean's Swim Good. And it was one of those ones where we put it up and it didn't really go down amazingly well, but we were just like, I can listen to it now and still be like, oh my god, I'm so proud.
Well, that's the most important thing, isn't it, when you feel proud of a song?
Yeah, definitely. What would you...
I remember in the video I was wearing these little Adidas shorts. I don't know why, I just looked awful, and I was like this, I was just with my face so sad the whole cover, and everyone was like, cheer up mate. But my favourite one, I think, has to be, we did Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow, and what was it, You Need Me?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, and that one did, in contrast, that one did really, really well. I can't remember now, but it got like 80, 60, 70,000 views, which was pretty cool.
Is there any video you look back on now and you're like, don't really like that?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Yeah.
Mainly.
We done one of One Direction. We thought, let's do a little video for it, like actually make a little homemade music video. Gosh. And if anyone wants to find it, it's no longer up there because it's hidden.
We did also do one for Boyfriend as well, Justin Bieber.
Oh, gosh.
And it got taken down. We thought it was too good, but I think it was because we were breaching copyright.
Probably,
I'd stick with the first one. Too good. Yeah.
I think so.
It must be weird because that's the kind of thing that happens, isn't it? If you put stuff, you have to be quite careful. But that's why the mashups really work.
Yeah,
yeah. Because what we did,
then you get multiple lawsuits.
Yeah,
everyone's after you then.
Well, because what we did with the Justin Bieber, I think we actually lifted the audio, like the instrumental audio from the song, which is sort of like a bit of a grey area. Whereas with the mashups, obviously, it's just,
if you lift it and you change the decibels, like, in terms of pitching ever so slightly,
you can sometimes
go around it, can't you?
You can sort of do that.
Sounds like you've done that before, Tom.
We did. I think we tried that, but at the start of the song, there's this really high pitched sound, and it sounded too much like dolphins. Like, trying to make it. So we were like, let's just keep it illegal.
Keep it illegal, guys.
Keep it illegal.
Stay in school.
Moral
keep it illegal.
Keep it illegal.
So I really love your medley, which is the one with featuring Creptin Conan, Scott Stormzy's track "Skeptic," Craig David. It's got over 117,000 views on YouTube, which is incredible.
Thank you.
Did you expect when you first started that it would go this big with the covers?
Mm.
It was a funny one because we were doing them when we first started. It was really before people were doing that. Like you had like maybe Connor Maynard and there were some US guys that would do it. But like if you searched like you know,
medley,
One Direction cover on YouTube, then we would be up there like yeah. the first page. Whereas nowadays it's so much. There's so many people doing it all the time. It's not quite the same. So when we did the medley, which was what a year, 2 years ago. We didn't really think it was going to maybe do as well as it did do. But obviously, Link Up TV liked it. They put it on their channel. And then Wall of Comedy posted it on their Facebook page.
That was crazy.
And that was quite...
That got like a million views on Facebook.
It's insane.
I remember waking up on my phone. I think the guy messaged me saying, can we use this video on our page? About 1 a.m. I was asleep. Beauty sleep and whatnot. And then... at like 2:30 he said I'm going to post it, and then he just posted it. So I woke up in the morning and there was loads of messages, and I had somebody who knows us from Australia like, oh my god, you've gone viral. I was like, what? So I'm scrolling through all these messages and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I've clicked on a video and I see Wall of Comedy shared it. I don't even know who they were at the time. And then I was like, oh my god, it's got like 140,000 views. And I was like, James, mate. And then like an hour later, there was like 250,000 views.
We got so excited.
We were just sitting in the road. We were sitting in the studio and we were just going, refreshing it. We're going, you know, that's gone up like 2,000 in like a second.
And we're like, imagine if you'd said no.
Yeah.
You're just in a tired delirium like, no, mate. Fuck off.
Because Wall of Comedy is not where I imagine a medley would go.
Well, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was like, we got a lot of like people laughing, not laughing at us, but sort of making jokes, because obviously we're white and we're doing, you know, urban songs, and it's like very, oh, should they be doing that, you know? But for the most part, it was, you know, any press is great press. Do you know what I mean?
I saw the funniest photo. Someone put a photo of Phil Mitchell, in a typical African like whatever is wearing, yeah. And yeah, that's proper fun. It was like listens to Skepta once .. And I was like. It is really fun. I was just laughing at all of them. It's just so funny. But there was a lot of people that were actually fighting on behalf of us. I'm like, go on then, son. And they're like, yeah, they should be able to do that. And we're just sitting back, just going, 1,000 views a second, boys. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. And now you're starting to do your own tracks. Mm-hmm. So let's chat a little bit about mine. Tell us a bit about it. It's featuring Louis Ray.
Yep.
How did you guys get together?
How was that?
He's obviously in Weston, for anyone who doesn't realise that.
We were at Akel's birthday party, who's also from Weston, they just come off stage, I think, and we went up to Louis and we were just basically saying to all of them, oh, that was so sick, and he was just really, really nice to us. He was like, oh yeah, we were like, we're an acoustic duo, and he's like, oh, I like the sound of it. He's like, send me some stuff. He's like, if you ever need a verse or something, hit me up. And we were just like, oh my god, we just met this guy, what a nice guy. And then we just made mine, and we thought, I think this is the tune for Louis. So we sent it to him, and then he sent it back to us with the verse.
Ish, bash, bosh.
There you go.
It's a bit of a romantic one, isn't it?
Job done.
A lot of love.
Is there a story behind it?
The song?
Yeah, is it real life, or is it...
No, really, probably no.
Just taking...
Like probably, yeah. I would say like maybe like on past experiences, maybe. Like, yeah. You know, everyone's always wanted someone to say, mine. Yeah. Nice.
Finish that one off.
Like that.
But I don't know. Really? Maybe.
And is it a lot different making these tracks to doing the covers? Do you find it a bit more nerve wracking?
I wouldn't say so.
No. I haven't really thought about it.
I don't really. Yeah. That's the first time anyone's ever asked me. I've just snapped your pen under the table.
Right. Get them out. Security. He's just snapped a pen. Fuck's sake.
That's the first time anyone's asked me that. And I've just got really nervous and snapped a pen. But
now you're nervous because I've asked you. I've put it in your head.
Exactly. In the video, I want to ask, because there's a scene where you're sitting at a table outside the coffee place.
Yes.
And there's a slightly older lady sitting next to you.
Did
she know what was going on?
Well, she sat... So we went...
This is so good.
We asked the coffee shop if we could
good get... Good question, Tom.
That is a great
question. I'm glad
question.
You asked.
I'm glad you're actually the first person to have ever asked that.
Most people just sort of think we wanted that.
And that is
anyway.
A big part of the video.
So we asked the waitress if she'd bring a cup of tea out and, you know, smile and whatnot. She said, yeah, fine. Well, I think she was French, so it's like, yeah, that's fine. And I'm sitting
that was Scottish. Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
No problem.
I'm sitting down. I'm just sort of relaxing. Everyone else is just like all walking around and like looking at the cameras and all of this. The lady comes and sits next to me and I was like, oh, table for two, and manager Steve comes out and he goes, "Oh, sorry, darling, we're actually filming." She goes, "Doesn't bother me." And that was it. She stayed there.
She goes, "Doesn't bother me." And then she starts going, "The bloody milkshakes. They put it up 50p since I've been coming here. I've been coming here for 20 years. Now she gets her bacon. She's got a bacon sarnie and she's eating it whilst we're filming.
Star of the show, basically, isn't she?
If you watch the video now, again, she's fully tucking into this. He's there going, looking all nice
she
and
does,
sweet.
I think she does like an awkward like look at the camera as well at one point, which just adds just pure class.
You're making me really want a bacon sandwich now.
Oh, so good. She was so funny. I was doing like Facebook Live and I'm like, because it's his scene, I'm just like walking around the back and she just goes to me while everyone's filming this. Is that Facebook Live? I was like, yeah, it is.
Finger on the pulse.
She knows what's up.
Hot on trend.
Facebook Live.
So this is going to be one of the singles from your debut EP, right? When is that coming? When can we expect that?
What, the EP?
Yeah.
Good question.
The EP.
Drum roll.
Do you want me to join in?
Yeah. Who's telling?
Off Colour, debut EP, all in out. Midnight tonight.
Oh!
That was good.
See? That was a great voice. You should do voiceovers.
He's better. He is better.
No,
I was hoping he was going to do it.
I don't.
He
does do it.
This summer.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
No, go on, do it.
No, I can't.
Do it. You got to do it.
Poor guy.
No, because it's going to be bad.
Go on.
I've done it in like weeks.
It's so
I've
good.
Done it in hours. I'm not going to be very good anymore.
Come on, you have to. It's so good.
No, okay. All right.
This summer, one man and one woman
will do.
That's amazing.
It's a bit.
Guys,
yeah.
Why are you doing singing? You need to go and be voiceover. People.
Well, I maybe start learning to study people more and do some more impressions.
Can you in the next video introduce it like that? But like, don't show you. Just do that as the opening.
Two men.
This summer.
And then show. Can you do it?
Off colour. I sound like. Do you know what though? I sound like the guy from that horror film with the little doll that wheels around.
Saw.
I saw. Yeah.
Hi, Jigsaw.
Does he ever say,
hi, Jigsaw?
Why is everyone Scottish? I don't understand.
Hey, Jigsaw.
Hey, it's Jigsaw. Get off my bacon into my boot.
Fuck off. Okay. Seriously, Tom, I'm not Scottish, so.
It's not my fault.
So, should we play a little sing song?
Please.
Do you want to do. Ask them their last quest before
yes,
they go.
Yes, sure. Basically, we do at the end of the show, we pick two songs and we ask the guests to choose the song they'd vote for.
Are you
and
ready?
And we pick these two songs. You've been hit by
a smooth criminal by Michael Jackson. A single lady.
Oh, easy choice.
Easy.
Go on.
Michael Jackson.
Where? You won one.
1 point for me.
Did you think we were going to choose Single Lady?
No, I just. He's basically lost every week for about three
no
weeks.
No one ever
so,
picks my fucking songs.
Well, I just picked your fucking song, mate.
Thank you, mate.
You smashed
no
it.
No problem.
Should we play a bit of mine then?
Yeah.
Play a bit of mine.
Yes, we should.
Yeah.
I was confusing. Yeah. Like, play a bit of mine. I don't know what that means.
Can you guys introduce it?
Can you introduce it in that voice, though?
Yes.
Come on.
We can half it.
What would I say?
Just say two men. No, don't
just
do that.
Say just off colour.
Off colour.
You see, I've got like 10 voices though when I do it.
Yeah.
Off colour. Mine.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sounded like man.
Man. Manly.
Said, I know you probably hear this every day, but if you were my girl. See, I ain't trying to play no silly games. If you were my girl, so tell all your friends to cancel all of their plans. And the week we can, so tell me baby, tell me what you think.
I need your time, don't let them kill our vibe. I'm trying to make you mine. So give me a sign, I hope.
different places that'll take your breath away. If you were my girl,
so tell all your friends to cancel all of their plans.
I stepped in it, dressed vivid, Vivian Westwood, the West winning. West in it, we not tech dissing. Huh? Get with it, X tripping, car I left in it. New squeeze, exquisite, the exquisite. Wow. Let it pass, now I'm serving up this next chicken. Wow. Hatching a plan to get you open, hope you get feeling. Jeez. I just need the time. I'ma make you my girl.
So tell all your friends to cancel all of their plans. And the week we can. So tell me, baby.
Sign. I hope that you don't mind that I'm trying to make you mine. All I need is your time. Don't let them kill our fight. I'm trying to make you mine. So give me a sign. I hope that you don't mind that I'm trying to make you
to lose my mind. Tell me what you think, cause I'm about to make you mine.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
We are joined by one and only Doc Breezy, yeah. No? One of the original Poisonous Poets, by the way.
Well, one of the two founders, really, is me and Reville, and then he was just always around, but Ferrer was just never really on it.
Is Ferrer coming back then? What's going on?
Ferrer's never coming back.
Nah? What do you think that's about? Is it just like...
You know, it's not even a rap thing, it's just, it's not part of his life. Like, it's, you know, for some of us, it's like, we live this. Like, I can't help it, because it's a part of me.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Whoa! Join us live on FUBAR Radio. Me and Mr. Tom Nozza are joined by the one and only Silento. How's it going?
It's going good. How y'all doing?
Welcome to the United Kingdom.
Thank you for welcoming me.
How are you having? Are you having a nice time?
Yes, I am. I'm working, being productive. That's what I like to do. So, partying.
Have you seen the sights?
Yes, I've been all around the city.
Are we treating you well? That's the most important thing. Well, good. That's all that matters.
Yes, that's all that matters.
So let's kick off by having a little chat about the song that took over the world. Watch me whip Nay Nay. So 2.5 million views in a week, and it's now got... over 1,271 million. Yeah.
1 billion.
I couldn't even say the words.
271 million views. Billion.
I mean, did you imagine, was it a shock for you? Did you imagine it was going to go?
I had a dream when I was in high school performing in front of millions of people. And the first dream I had was, it was small. It wasn't that many, but it was a big crowd. Then the second one, it was millions of people. Then I had the idea of Watch Me Whip. I never recorded it on the instrumental, but I had the song. I was always singing it at school, and everybody was like, you need to make this one of your songs. Girls, they kept asking me. They pressured me to make that song. So I went and made that song, and I put it on SoundCloud. I was begging the producer to make it for about 6 months. He was like, ain't nobody going to do it. All people was laughing. It wasn't serious. They was not believing. So I just kept. I had my faith, my dreams. Came true. So I made the song, put it on SoundCloud. The first night it was 1,000. The second day it was 10,000. I was literally sitting in class refreshing my SoundCloud, and plays was just coming in like instantly. It was crazy. Then on my birthday, I released it on YouTube. The first day it did 10,000. You know, we got different times around the world. The next day hit, it was 100,000. And it was just millions from that the second day. It was crazy.
What do you do to celebrate hitting a billion views? Because, I mean, that's...
What did I do? you know, you go crazy. So what I did was, I was with all my team. We was in Louisiana when it hit 1 billion views. I mean, I had to mess the hotel room up. I had to, I jumped around and I was going crazy.
I just don't know how, I can't fathom 1 billion people. I can't even think about 1 billion people.
I did.
Yeah. Well, it's happened to you. That's why.
No, I was thinking before that. Before I pre-planned everything, premeditated my mind to for this life that I wanted. So I had to get ready for this because I knew it was coming.
And it's such a positive song. It's such a nice song. It's so uplifting and fun. Was that even better for you? Because I'm sure people were coming up to you being like, this song is makes me feel good and it's affecting me.
It made me feel good. I was begging for 6 months to make the song. So when I finally got a chance to do it, I just put all my happiness on the song. Like, and I made sure, like, when I did the song, I was commanding people to do something. Because the world we live in, people move off of what you say. So I was like, watch me whip. But I made the song where it make you feel good. When you whipping, it's watch you whip. You whipping. So yeah. It's vice versa. Not just my song, it's your song too.
I thought it was my song, actually.
It is.
Can I say it's my song as well?
Yeah,
then?
It's your song. It's our song.
Can I?
No, you can't. No, not you. Not your song. So we're going to talk a little bit about the dance moves. Because obviously there's loads of different ones in there. You've got Superman, you've got Duff, you've got Break Your Legs. You've got obviously Whip Whip and Nay Nay. But we were going to show you some of our own dance moves that we've made.
Oh, okay.
For like our personal dance moves, and we'd like you to judge them.
Okay, so you get on the dance floor. What's up?
And tell us what you think.
Yep.
I'm gonna let you go first.
Oh, you're gonna do that. You can let
and
me
I'm
go
gonna
first.
What I'm gonna do Thanks. Is I'm gonna play the song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play Watch Me.
Yeah.
And I want you to dance.
Can I explain it beforehand?
Yeah, explain it.
What I'm kind of going for? I'm going for, like, you know, a sprinkler.
Oh my God. Don't explain it, just do it. You're creeping me out now.
Just get straight to the point.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
What you can do is I'll play it and then I'll turn it down. And you can talk about it to everyone and we can all have a discussion and then I'll do mine. Okay?
You already know what it is.
Yeah, just, you've got like, I don't know. Just wait, just feel the music. He's not very good at dancing.
No, you gotta warm up.
Yeah,
you have to.
Go on and do it for me.
There you go.
Here
we go. What is that? Okay. I'm sorry if everyone's scared in the studio because I'm terrified at this point.
The sprinkler. I was doing the see? Do you know what I mean?
The sprinkler? What type of sprinkler?
You know, like, what's going on?
Like a water sprinkler.
Yeah, like, you know.
So how does that? That
I don't look at the face.
Maybe
sprinkling.
What he think? I think what he's
maybe
trying
you
to do.
Go like this,
yes.
The sprinkler.
I mean, that would look better, but I mean,
you got to do it the same way it is.
So listen to Silento.
Sprinkle,
listen to Silento.
Like,
do I keep the jazz hands?
The hands,
jazz hands
are not involved in a sprinkler. If you're going to use your hands, just go like this. Sprinkle, 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 sprinkle.
Thank God you came
it's
in.
It's a gift.
Thank God you came in. Because I mean,
I was going to do that dance tonight, and I was thinking people are going to be...
They're going to be like, oh, no.
Oh, God, get him out of the club. Cancel the whole night. Everyone
Thursday nights
go.
Are done.
With Thursday will no longer be a day of the week well, because you've come in and done. Shall I do mine?
Yes, please. Yes.
I think you're going to kill it.
Yeah, I think so too. Tom, do you want to come and control the up and down? It's this one here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to walk away. Now, this song, this is inspired by my genuine dance move that I do every day.
Is
ready?
It Wap 'em Gun 'em style?
It's kind of like that. Ready?
Yeah.
Watch me, nay, nay. Okay. Now watch
hey.
Me whip, whip.
That's an African dance, right?
Well, it's my dance. It's my sort of hip thrusting, trying to assault people as they walk past, like, get out my way, I'm dancing dance. Bit creepy.
I don't know. I do that in a club too.
How? Oh, you're doing the Harriet dance in the club,
guys.
You heard it here first. Silento does the Harriet dance in the club.
Not the mozza.
Ask my security. They'll tell you. I turn it up.
You guys know, right? So you knew that he was doing the Harriet dance. God, I didn't know it was that big. This is gonna be the next whip, nay nay, flip. I've done it. I'm happy. Will I win? Do I win?
Yeah.
Against his weird sprinkling head butt.
Yeah, of course you win.
A draw. Maybe.
You lose.
A tie.
Well, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for helping us to embarrass ourselves and look stupid in front of you because we're now better dancers for it, aren't we?
I feel much better in myself.
I feel better for you, babe. I feel better for you. So let's have a little bit of a chat about your new single. Well, your latest single, Thinking About You, you're currently doing some shooting right now, aren't you?
Yes, actually, we're shooting the Thinking About You music video here in London. That's what I wanted to do. I decided that's what I wanted to do. I was like, you know what? I'm going to extend my trip and stay here a whole week so I can shoot this video.
I think that's a very good idea because you know what? London's got some stuff going on.
We have things.
We're a lot of fun here. Can you tell us a bit about the video? Are you allowed to tell us anything about the video?
I know that, I mean, if you dance, I mean, I would love to have kids in my video. Different children here in London. So
I'm free if...
Email us, silentoblessings@gmail.com.
All dancers,
send me videos. I mean, and if you a social media pop icon, email me too. Let's get in the video. I mean, if you in London, let's get involved.
We'll tweet that out. Go to the Twitter. You can find all the information. We'll tweet all that out now.
Okay.
And well, we'll get some cool dances.
We'll get you all the information for this week. And this weekend, I'm actually having my first meet and greet here at Box Park at 1 p.m. at the Hype Store. You can get your tickets on eventbrite.com. And everything is going to be on my Instagram at Prince Silento and on Twitter. So everybody go there and check the first meet and greet with Silento in London this Saturday, Box Park, 1 p.m.
You could maybe teach people the Harriet dance at your meet and greet.
Yeah, that's what I plan on. I plan on doing a video with every fan, a picture, a video, selfie with all my fans. So,
have you been to It's in Shoreditch, Box Park.
Yes,
Have you been to Shoreditch before?
I actually did. I went into the eyeglass place and I got me some glasses and I got to go pick up some more for Saturday.
Ooh. So,
we lit.
Nice. And Hype's cool, man. We love that brand. Are you doing it in the store?
Yes, in the store.
Sick. They got some good clothes in there.
They do. I got it on right now.
So have you been stuck in the studio for a long time working on tracks, or has it just been a constant sort of dab in and out?
I was in school, high school.
I know.
I was supposed to come to London when I first got signed, but I was unable to get a passport, so they canceled my whole trip.
Oh.
Here, I was supposed to come. This was supposed to be the first country I came to was London, and I missed it because my mom, she hung up on the phone. She didn't understand entertainment, and I wasn't living with her, so she didn't understand this lifestyle. So she hung up the phone. So we had to move forward with getting my passport. We still got it, but I was supposed to come here and see everything, stay for a week, but I took it out of my time to come here now. But I just graduated from high school 7 months ago. I stayed in school, public high school, to get my high school diploma. And I said I had to get my high school diploma because no other artist did that and stayed in school with a mega song like that. So I stayed for that, and now it's time. Now it's time. So this summer, y'all get ready because we dancing for the rest of y'all life.
Oh, yes. And that's such a good example to be setting to young people because a lot of young people want to do what you have done, which is make a humongous tune and then continue to go to school and actually do the thing that probably you didn't need to do, but it's the right thing to do because actually it's fun, school, right?
I was always popular. I was in a group, so, and I was the main one in the group. I created everything, so it was all good for me. When Watch Me Whip came out, it was just like another song I made because they already knew my music, but this time they was dancing. It was a dance song. It was no rapping. It was none of that. It was strictly dances.
And is that your passion, would you say? Would you say your passion was the dance?
My passion is just being creative. I just wanted to be creative, so I just made a dance song that made me happy. But as well as making me happy, I still had to think about, I wanted to be a worldwide artist. I didn't want to be a person that stayed in one lane. So I thought about others, and I made sure I always did a song or wrote it and asked a female opinion because it matters a lot. It really matters a lot.
Yeah, Tom, it does matter a lot. The female opinion.
I know.
That's why I talk so much on this show.
That's why I always ask you before I come in, like, should I wear this?
He does actually do that.
Yeah, you should.
We would like to play a game with you.
Cool.
The game is called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Sounds a bit strange. Don't worry. Don't panic.
I done heard so many strange words here. it's crazy.
So in this game, Silento, I'm sending you to a desert island. And on this desert island, you're stuck with one song for the rest of your life, right? But it's the worst song you can imagine being stuck with. It's over and over again, constantly playing. There's nothing you can do to stop it. So what would be your desert island dick? It's like a song that you kind of hate, or maybe you've heard it too much, or...
I don't really hate no song. I mean, but if I just
Is there a song that you find annoying though because you've heard it too many times?
Actually, any music I like, is I like it for a period of time and then it get annoying. So that'd be like any song in my playlist.
So just any of your playlists. We'll just send you with the whole play. Well, no, we can't send you the whole playlist. Can you think of
one? You know
what?
You know what I would love to hear? Dessert.
Dessert?
What you gonna do with that dessert?
What, for the rest of your life, really? That's your Desert Island Dick.
Yep.
You like it, though. It's like a song that you like, but you know if you heard it loads. You probably
I had to play my song. It'd have to be my song.
Yeah, of course. But you can sing your own songs as well, remember that? Yeah. You can keep yourself company by singing your own songs as well.
Yeah.
So you're lucky, really. We'd be fucked on a desert island,
mate. We would be.
So do you want to play Last Request with him before he goes?
Sure. So we basically picked a song each for the last song, and we basically got our guests to vote for which one they would choose to pick. So
can you tell us which of these you'd prefer to hear for the end, the last song of the show? You've been hit by a smooth criminal. Bit of MJ, Smooth Criminal, or bit of Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, look, you got two.
I got two.
Michael Jackson. He never wins this game.
I never win. But MJ is doing the business for me.
Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. I changed my clothes in his house.
Really?
Yeah, in his room.
Wow.
I performed at his charity event. No big artist came. I was the only one who came.
That's incredible.
And I was in his house. Yeah, I met his mom, his daughter, everybody.
Oh, wow.
That's well cool.
That's
cool.
An amazing memory as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, should we play a bit of your new single, Thinking About You?
Yes.
Please, can you introduce it for us?
I got you. What's up, it's your boy Silento, live in London right now. You are now tuned into Full Bar Radio, and the next song is my new single, Thinking About You. Let's go.
She wanna spend some time, I got a mini, not too long, got shows in plenty of the cities, but to show you, I've been thinking about you, okay. Thinking about you, thinking about you, yeah. She said she wants to spend some time, I got a mini, not too long, got shows in plenty of the cities, but to show you, I've been thinking about you. Dream about it, think about it, boy, I got a lot of plans. Laugh about it, dream about it, think about it, boy, I got a lot of plans. Get it. Get it. The name mixed with the dab, they wanna copy my swag. I'm dripping juice like I'm dripping water, I'm pretty sure if they mad. MCM when she tag, MCM on that bag. I put a license plate on her swag, Gucci bag, she been had. I hit a draw, walk, and I dab, yeah, 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 yeah. I hit a draw, walk, and I dab, yeah, 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 yeah. I hit a draw, walk, and I dab, yeah, 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 yeah. I hit a draw, walk, and I dab, yeah, 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 yeah. She thinking of me. We used to talk on the phone at the school, walk her home. Ain't nobody better than me.
She don't wanna talk no more, say I'm too busy. She don't wanna talk no more, say I'm too busy. I've been on the road lately. I've been on the road, baby. She don't wanna talk no more, say I'm too busy. She don't wanna talk no more, say I'm too busy. You be on Instagram, liking my picture. Yeah.
do that.
Let's go. Salento blessings.
And that's the song.
He's a babe.
He is.
We're joined by Sid Batham in the studio.
Hello.
Did you get to have a little say hi to Silento?
I did. It was magic.
Did you whip Nene?
Did I?
Poor Nene getting whipped all the time.
I know.
What's he done?
Let's have a little chat about your new single called for.
All right then, let's do it.
All right, if you like. So tell us a little bit about it. It was half recorded in your bedroom and in the studio.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is a better location for recording? What's sort of more conductive?
I think different stages of the song, basically. So although all the songs that I've been doing and are coming out, they all start life, you know, in that bedroom studio environment. I think that's cool, and I think that's nice that that's so readily available to people nowadays. You can get in there, like, cost you next to nothing to record something nowadays and put an idea down. But I wanted all these ideas I had, they started life and they sounded cool, but I just wanted to, there were so many elements I wanted to add, I wanted to take it into a proper studio and fill it out. And there's kit and the drums on there and sort of big live grand pianos and all sorts, and you can't do that in your bedroom, can you? Let's face it.
And what,
you could.
Well, if you had a really
big room full of people. Yeah. I'll be honest.
I don't either.
I wish I did.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Let's all go out and buy a big bedroom we can share.
Christ.
Just one big quickly, old bedroom.
Move very quickly.
So it's got some quite distinctive it's got some quite funky vibes to it.
Yes.
What were your influences?
Love. I'm a big Prince fan.
Oh yeah, aren't we all?
And you know, what better month to say it? It was this year.
I know.
No, this time last year. No?
His EP just came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His new EP.
He just dropped an EP. Well, he didn't. His team just dropped an EP of songs that he didn't release.
Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah. It might be today or tomorrow.
Oof.
Yeah. But also, what's your opinion on that? Do you think, as an artist, posthumously, people should be allowed to? Because he might not have wanted the songs to come out.
He definitely wouldn't have.
That's what I think.
Definitely,
I strongly disagree with people doing that.
So, do you think? What do you think, Sid? What's your thoughts on the matter?
Mixed opinions. Mixed opinions. Because we want to hear them. Of course, I want to hear them, and I'm going to be excited to listen to them, but. I know, in my heart of hearts, he'd have been real cross about it.
He'd
have been really cross.
I really like that. You've just brought that back. I'm really cross, okay? That's the kind of thing I imagine saying to Tom on a daily basis. I'm really cross with you, Tom.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't good enough to go on an album, so that's why I didn't put it out. So
that's why Prince is so wishes. Cross.
Exactly, but they didn't, Sid. It's out there.
Well,
it might be.
I haven't heard it yet.
True. So we might be making it up. You might walk out of here and be like, those lying bastards.
Those little
So did you grow up listening to a lot of funk then, mostly?
Yeah, a lot. I was really into Prince and Earth, Wind and Fire, that sort of thing, James Brown. But then a lot of Hendrix as well. And then I guess moving forward, when I was thinking into songwriting and taking it that seriously, I listened to a lot of Jaipul and stuff like that.
Oh, I love Jaipul.
But he's one song that he put out. But that whole sort of world, like, that got, like, it's worked out that I could blend these two things that I was into. Do you know what I mean?
Do you like a bit of AK Paul as well?
I do.
Brothers in
Arms.
Very,
very fond of that sound. It's cool. Mm. I love it.
It's good vibes.
So, yeah.
You describe the track as the start of a new phase.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What does that mean for you? What's the new phase for you?
It's what it is that what I was saying earlier about that blending of, like, doing that kind of bedroom produced synthy kind of electronic sound, but trying to bring in all these elements of almost having it sound as if it's in a rehearsal room, a band, because that's the dynamic I grew up in, playing in bands and stuff. So I wanted it to be a real mixture of those two worlds, and I think the tracks that are going to start to come out now, Call For is the first one. They do that. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you're going to afterwards reach another phase of kind of a different kind of sound? Like, do you like the idea of reinventing?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, you're going to shift and change all the time. But I think it's a good, for me now, it's a good starting point. It's where I'd like to lift up from, and then we'll see where it goes. go anywhere. I could end up sounding, doing a whip. What's he called? Whip it.
Whip nay nay.
Whip nay nay.
Do you want me to show you how to do it?
Yeah.
Not really.
I mean, you could.
I'm quite good. I'm quite good at
got
it.
Got tons of energy, you lot.
Instead of that, what I will do is ask you to pick which song out of these two you'd prefer, and I can guess. I think Tom's going to win this one. We play a song at the end of the show. It's the last request, and we go head to head every week. This week it is songs that have iconic dance moves in the videos. So, kicking off with a bit of MJ, Smooth Criminal. You've been hit by a smooth. Or a bit of Beyonce, Single Ladies.
I'm going to be controversial. Let's go with Single Ladies.
Yeah!
The thing is, though,
the thing is,
you made him feel pressured to pick Michael Jackson.
But that's what it was. She already put the thought, and I thought, do
like,
you know what?
She's like, Sid, you're predictable. You're going to pick MJ. You're like, you know what? I'm not
predictable.
There you go.
I like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Or Tom, he just voted for my song and didn't vote for yours.
Okay, no, all right.
Do you want to play a little bit of Desert Island Dicks with Sid?
Yes, I do.
What's that?
What is it?
Desert Island Dicks.
We'll tell you.
We're going to send you to an island.
Right.
Full of big... No. And you're going to pick a song that you hate. And we're going to play this to you for the rest of your life.
Well, I have to hate it.
You have to hate it.
That's why it's a Desert Island Dick.
Yeah.
Because it's a big old dick.
Yeah. So what would your big old dick be?
A song I really hate.
Yeah, really annoys you.
I really hate, like, you I don't
do,
really
know.
It's not really a hate, it's more that.
Irritates.
It's a song that you know if you had to listen to it every single second of the day for the rest of your life, you couldn't handle it.
Oh, I know what it would be. It would be that. And I like the dude, he's cool, but I don't like that. What bloody Galway girl thing?
Galway girl, Ed Sheeran.
Galway girl. I really don't like that.
Someone else said that the other day that we had on the show. They really hated it.
And it's not even that I don't... Yeah, it's not even that I really hate it. It's just I know that if I had to listen to that again and again and again...
It's very, very peppy. Very chipper.
Very good Desert Island Dick. Thank you, Sid.
That's all right.
I don't think Ed Sheeran's been picked. Well, since I've been there, Ed Sheeran's never been picked.
Like the dude. He's cool.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but it's Desert Island Dicks. It's like not that. About disliking at all. It's more about your song's annoying, okay? And we still... We like you as a friend... But
like
that's
it.
As far as it goes.
You're all right.
So, Sid, should we play a little bit of your song?
Let's do it. Why not?
Please, can you introduce it for us?
It's the new one, Called For. It's out now, everywhere. We, in support of it, we're going to be at Great Escape, doing a live show with a band on the 19th. Of May
in sunny Brighton,
yes, North Lane. There's a fantastic acts playing as well with me, but this is the first, like I said, of a new phase of stuff that's coming out. I'm really excited about it.
We're excited too. Lovely job. Sweet. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Merci beaucoup.
With Nozza.
Joining me right now on Foo Bar Radio is ultra hitmaker Sigala, whose debut single Easy Love went straight to number one, hit after hit after hit, and you're back again.
Here I am.
With another hit.
Well.
This one with Digital Farm Animals.
See.
You had a little play around with those guys. How did you guys get together for Only One?
I'd actually been working with Nick from DFA for a while before, writing songs for other people and stuff like that. So we kind of knew each other in the songwriting community, and we hung out and like we really got along, and he started to make this track, and he was actually in the same studio block as me, and one day he just came over with his phone and was like, oh, what do you think of this? And I was like, there's definitely something in that, let's work on it. And then it all came from there, really.
I'm going to be honest, it's got me feeling
like
all kinds of vibes. It's definitely like summer. It's bringing me, well, better than this weather today, a lot of summer vibes. How much fun is it getting into the studio and making these? Because the tracks that you make tend to be feel good, fun bangers. Do you have a lot of, as much fun in the studio as you do listening to the tracks?
Definitely. If anything, more. Like the initial coming up with the idea is the most fun. And that's why I've got hundreds of songs on my hard drive and no one's ever going to hear them. Some of them are terrible, but I have great fun doing it.
Yeah, well, it's got to be fun, hasn't it? Because otherwise you couldn't spend all these hours sort of locked away in the dark.
Yeah, I think you have to be a little bit mental and a little bit OCD. And the more I do it, the longer each song takes as well. So the last one was definitely a record breaker.
Oh, really? How long did it take?
I can't remember, but I think it was somewhere near 100 hours.
Oh, my God.
Because Christ. Also because like Easy Love was just me and an a cappella, and it was so quick, it happened in about 4 hours, and I was like, done, let's go.
Do you feel like there's been like a progression from that to now? Do you feel different as an artist, or are you still sort of sticking to the same routine and the same vibe?
I'm very much like trying to explore different things as much as I can, but with keeping it in the same kind of bracket. I think I'm always going to be making upbeat, kind of happy music. So it's just finding new ways to do that, really.
Well, I think there's millions of ways. And also, it makes everyone happy.
Yeah,
There's millions. I'm hoping there's millions of ways because we need it right now.
Many people like on Snapchat going, oh, I've like, been really depressed. Your songs have helped me. And I've got an ill family member. And like Sweet Lovin' has helped me get through. And stuff like that. It's amazing. Like, it makes me feel so great about life.
That must be fantastic. And it is that kind of music. Whoever you are, whatever kind of music taste you've got, you love it because it just is uplifting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it reminds you of, like, I guess it reminds you of partying and having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is the best time.
What's that like?
I have no idea. I just sit inside. I just sit inside and imagine myself in the club.
Me too.
So you've had a bit of a big year, to put it mildly. You were voted number one most played British artist on UK commercial radio.
Mm.
Wow. Number one. Alongside millions of other accolades, you've got platinum single, you've got gold, you've got silver. You're ticking every box. Have you had any sleep? Or is it just...
No, I'm literally... That's why I'm drinking black coffee and injecting it into me.
Like, are you okay? I just want to check on your health.
Towards the end of last year, I did start to die a little bit inside. But I've come back this year with a slightly more chilled attitude, trying to just focus on the things that I really enjoy.
Is that because you got some sleep?
Yeah, over Christmas Day.
Just all day, 24 hours.
On Christmas Day and then woke up the next day and a changed man.
Well, I'm excited because the music that's coming out of this changed man is still fantastic. So I'm happy either way. You're obviously touring a lot. Your job, the nature of your role in the world is to tour and go out and perform these songs. But what sort of things do you have to do to make sure you survive these tours? Because they're quite grueling. People see it as really glamorous, and which it is. Mm. But on one side of it, it's tiring. It's monotonous. There's a lot of dates and quick succession. What kind of things do you do to survive this time?
Going back to sleep, I just try and sleep literally whenever I can, because usually like you'll only have a few hours in an actual bed, so like I've got one of those neck cushion thingies which is like I take everywhere.
I'm all about that life,
baby. So like I'll sleep on a plane or in a car or anywhere like that. That's me.
Are you one of those people that can just like sleep like that?
Not at all. I never used to be. And I still struggle, but when you're literally hanging by your head.
When you've got no other choice, it's kind of a vibe.
You're going to pass out wherever.
So I saw you tweeted the other day, new single is in the bag.
Yeah.
Now, I wondered if you could tell us a bit more about
bag,
this.
Though, oh, so, sorry.
Damn it. The whole time I was hoping you'd bring that bag. I was looking around the studio, seeing if I could see it. You've been in the studio with Ella Eyre.
Yeah.
You've been hanging out with the Vamps. Is this anything to do with your new single?
I don't know.
Oh, don't know. Oh, I caught you out there. Or maybe you expected me to ask that question. But I want to know if it's one or both or all. No comment.
I've got all these Polaroids in my studio. Every session I do, I take a Polaroid picture.
Oh.
And we're going to put them all on Twitter and Instagram maybe today or tomorrow.
Ooh.
And the person who's featuring on the next single is in there. So.
See, that was like the best answer for the question, because I knew you couldn't really answer. So you're giving me something, but you're not giving me everything.
Yeah.
Keeping us wanting more. Sigala, stop it. Okay, so there's going to be more information coming in the next few days and some exciting pickies.
There you go.
I want to come to your studio so I can just be part of those Polaroids.
It's literally 2 minutes that way.
Oh, sick. Let's go after this.
Let's do it.
We'll go and have a green tea and a black coffee.
All right.
God, we're so cool.
We are living it up.
Living it up. On the subject of collabs, you've obviously got some things in the pipeline, so we won't talk about people you've already collabed with.
Yeah.
In secret, I mean. Because obviously you've already done loads. Nile Rodgers, DJ Fresh, John Newman, and millions more. But is there anyone that you're like, oof, really want to collab with them?
Yeah, I really want to do something with Fuse ODG.
That would be
I think,
sick.
Like, our styles would just totally complement each other. And I've met him a few times, a really nice guy, and I think there's definitely something in that.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd really... Also, it's coming up to Ibiza season and festival season. We need that song.
Yeah.
Come on, Fuse.
Come on, Fuse.
Get on it.
Let's do it.
We play a game on this show, and I'd like you to partake in it if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
So the game is called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And
that's
Harley from Rizzle Kicks, actually.
Wow.
He's got quite a sexy voice, hasn't he?
Voice.
Hello, Harley from Rizzle Kicks. I mean, everyone
does.
Feel
weird.
Everyone thinks
the word
it is
dick
me
on radio.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It doesn't like.
I say it every day.
I've had it drilled into me not to swear.
Yeah, so you're good. I say dick once a week, at least. In fact, no, more like 4 times a week, because I do like 4 interviews a week.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
Don't be naughty. So, back to...
Desert Island Dicks.
With the somber tones of Harley from Rizzle Kicks. So I send you...
Is that number one on the thing?
Number two.
Okay, is that...
I wish it was number one. It's
important.
My number one. So, Sigala, I'm sending you to a desert island, which, I mean, you know, from the video, you kind of like that desert island vibe.
Yeah, I like islands.
You know, having fun, except this island isn't fun. There's no one else there. There's no lols.
That's me. I'm sold.
Oh, okay. I'll pack you off after the show then.
Yeah,
And on this desert island, you're going to hear a song over and over again for the rest of your life. And it can't stop. You can't stop it. There's nothing you can do. And it's the worst possible song you can imagine. That is your desert island dick. So, Sigala, what would be your desert island dick? How many times did I manage to say dick just in asking you
dick,
that?
Dick. So the worst song, why... Can I just choose a nice song and then pretend that it's the worst?
Yeah, if you can, but it would be... I mean, sometimes people do that because they say it's their favourite song and if they were to hear it over and over again, it would be the worst thing ever because they'd end up hating it. So you can go on that vibe.
I'm going to go for 5, Move On Up.
Oh!
Because I used to love that song and every day I listen to it when I wake up. And I love it a little less.
Yeah. I mean, a lot
of... Do you know
of,
the song?
Are you joking?
Classic,
of course.
Right? I think a lot of
5
people
with an actual 5?
Yeah.
Come on. I know my 5. And I agree, because I think most of 5's back catalogue consists of songs that I once worshipped and now perhaps have waned my worship.
I think that'd be great for like the first day on repeat. I'd be singing it, and then I'd want to smash my own face.
Yeah, I think that is the perfect desert island dick. Thank you very much. So, coming up over the summer, what are you most excited about? Of course, you're back on the festival circuit, and you're doing loads of gigs and performances. So, is there anything that you're particularly really, really excited about?
I'm doing V Festival again, which was amazing last year. So hopefully it will be cool this year as well. I think that was probably one of the highlights because it's like so close to home, and yeah, it was kind of something I've always wanted to do. So just all of those, like the summer season is just going to be amazing, and I've got some Ibiza shows as well to look forward to, and new music, and it's just crazy, you know.
Yeah, well, you're so busy that I feel tired for you, but you don't even look tired
on the inside,
on the just internal, yeah. Knackered, and also you have your cushion so you can sleep wherever and whenever.
I actually slept for like 10 hours last night.
Oh my god, the dream. I mean, I do that every night, honestly. I do.
Do you really?
I really prioritize sleep.
I feel like
even if I get in at 4 a.m. I will sleep for 10 hours.
I feel like I've slept too much, and now I'm not sure whether life is real or not. Do you know what I mean?
And are you heading off back to the studio after this?
Yes, I've got a session with a fellow DJ.
Ooh.
Called Felix Jean.
I know Felix Jean, yeah. As we all do.
He's a lovely lad.
Oh, well, so have a fun time.
Thank you.
I thought I was coming to the studio, but clearly I've been ousted for someone that actually has talent, which is a massive shame. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat
with
us at FUBAR
Radio. Thank you, my
pleasure. We're going to play your brand new single, Now Only One. Can you introduce it for us?
What's up, guys? This is Sigala, and this is my new single, Only One.
Joined by the Lotto Boys. How's it going?
Very good. Not too bad.
You've just dropped your brand new single, No Don.
Yeah.
Absolutely loving the video. Looks like you guys are having a lot of fun in it.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us a bit about the track.
Well, No Don, well, how it came about was more of a kind of statement thing. We wanted to show versatility, things like that. And we came up with the topic of money, which is quite relevant to a lot of people. So we said, you know what, let's do this. Boom. And then vibed, and then No Don came about.
And it's sort of like gone a bit crazy. It's already been viewed over 900,000 times.
Yeah.
Nearly a million views. That's insane. Did you expect that? Did you expect that when you sort of started out with it?
I don't think we expected it to pick up as quick as it did, but obviously as a follow-up to our last singles that also reached a million, we can probably understand why it's picked up so fast with good following from fans from the last stuff and the last projects that we've been working on.
What do you do when you reach a million? Like, you must celebrate in some kind of way. It's just
No, we
just keep going. There's a lot more that we can get out of this. So we just keep going. Push for more. Really.
So are you going to be releasing some more tracks this year, or what's coming? What's coming up next in 2017?
What you can look out for definitely is the EP.
Ooh,
that's going to come out. And with that, it's just basically just showcasing who we are and basically explaining what our brand is. So. And that's coming out.
Oh, very exciting.
Dot, dot, dot.
And you're going to do some more. Do you like doing the music videos? Do you enjoy it? Do you have a lot of fun when you make those?
Yeah, them days are always fun.
Were you real life partying in that video, guys?
It looked good, don't it?
Yeah, it was cold. You couldn't tell, guys. You didn't look cold at all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also, of course, it was promoted on Link Up TV.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of time for these sort of these platforms that are helping promote young artists and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great platform to not even to just start off. It's a great platform to maintain your music on, like. Everybody that does do music and ask me, like, how do you go about it? I do highly recommend the Link Up TVs and your GRMs and all of them things, because they do push artists. And, yeah, the work, I think it really works.
Yeah, it really definitely works. It's exciting as well, because when you're being pushed by those platforms, you know you're doing the right stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the thing. Yeah. We play a little game on this show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Lotto boys, I'm sending you to a desert island. And on this desert island, you're going to have to listen to one song for the rest of your life on repeat over and over and over again, forever and ever and ever. And it's the worst song you could ever imagine having to be stuck with on a desert island. So Lotto boys, what would be your desert island dick? The worst song in the world that you can imagine listening to for the rest of your life.
One thing that I really hate, I can definitely say the SpongeBob theme song. Like, I can hear it in my house. Like, my little cousins, like, I will just be like, no. I can't stand it.
So that'll be yours. What about you?
What is it? Just any song?
Yeah, really.
Just any theme song?
Any theme song?
Any song?
Any song?
Any song?
Any
song?
Any tone? Maybe a tone, because my alarm would be one.
That's a good one. Like, I can say, alarm, I think yeah? You could class that as a song. Which one is it? Is it a piercing one?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel a bit sick when you wake up?
Yeah,
that's the worst, isn't it? But you just feel a bit like you want to gag when you hear your alarm go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day. Tom, do you want to play Last Request with the boys?
Yeah, so basically we picked two songs. One of them's going to be played at the end of the show. So we want you guys to help us pick which one it's going to be.
And your choice is Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. You've been hit by a smooth criminal. Or Single Ladies by Beyonce. Single ladies. Which one's it going to be, boys?
You'd pick Single Ladies, isn't it? Because you're that,
no,
you're that soft
you
boy,
I was going to say Michael.
Now Michael, therefore, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Tom's choice, so...
Yeah.
Woo,
you're Tom. Winning 3-2 today,
fucking
Tom.
winning team.
That's good. He's lost for like 3 weeks in a row, so... He's a little bit. I need this. Should we play a little bit of No Don, boys?
Yeah,
can you please introduce it for us?
All right, cool. So next up, we have No Don, which is our latest track out now on Link Up TV. Go check it out.
Yes. Everybody wanna swing my way, cause they heard I got a banger. I used to call up Lexi, Leisha and Paige, and they never used to answer. And now they wanna roll the spotlight. Oh, follow na 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 na. And now they wanna phone on my main line. Oh, follow na 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 na. Everybody wanna swing my way, cause they heard I got a banger. I used to call up Lexi, Leisha and Paige, and they never used to answer. And now they wanna roll with the squad line, man. Oh, follow na 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 na. And now they wanna phone on my main line. Oh, follow na 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 na. You ain't making money like we no done. You ain't making money like we no done. You ain't making money like we no done. You ain't making money like we. You ain't making money like we no done.
hold on. Ring, ring, just tell him keep calling. Money up and Mac, man, these gals are getting boring. Just getting started, all these tits have started stalling. Yeah, we came up from the dust and I'm getting steady balling. I ain't really one for talking, I ain't really one for games. So be careful when you're mentioning the name. Don't get it twisted, I'm still saying money over fame. Always moving like the summer, trust me, I can make it rain. So let it rain, let it pour. All my diggings looking nice when we step through the door. Oh, you came here with your missus, what she hollering for? Now I'm leaving with the digits, is she really yours? Is she really bae? Do you call her wife? Something frosty on the wrist for when I'm checking the time. Yeah, we did a lot of grinding all before we started shining. All the flows in perfect timing has got everybody screaming, Lotto.
Swing my way,
that's gang.
Cause they heard I got a banger. I used to call up Lexi, Lee, Shrimp, Page, they never used to answer.
They never used to answer.
And now they wanna roll with the squad like my oh, follow na 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 na. And now they wanna phone on my main line, oh, follow na 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 na. You ain't making money like we no done, no done, no done, no done, no done. You ain't making money like we no done, no done, no done, no done, no done. You ain't making money like we no done, no done, no done, no done, no done. Money like you ain't making money like. And I spend all this money on designer. Spend money on designer. It's my teeth, everybody wanna lie, yeah. Painting up in the Maya. Painting cool Madison. You just need to hop out the Addison Lee. And we can spend nights up in Radisson, yeah. That's not my bae, man, that's my G-G-A-I-I-O. Tell me what you say, I-I-I-O. When I wake up and I pray, I-I-I-O. Every single day, I-I-I-O. Joe, tell me what you say, I-I-I-O. Spend money, get paid, I-I-I-O. Every single day, I-I-I-O. Everybody wanna swing my way, cause they heard I got a bang. I used to call up Lexi Lee, Shrimp Page, and
never used to answer.
And now they wanna rule with the spotlight. Oh, follow na 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 na. And now they wanna phone up my main line. Oh, follow na 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 na. You ain't making money like we no done, no done, no done, no done, no done. You ain't making money like we no done, no done, no done, no done, no done. You ain't making money like we no done, no done, no done, no done, no done. You ain't making money like we, no done, no done.
No Don, Lotto Boys.
I was going to ask them why they're called Lotto Boys.
Oh, you forgot. You forgot it.
That's a Lotto.
That's a Lotto Boys.
Connelly,
it's not actually a Lotto Boys. There's only two.
What?
Do you get it? It's not a Lotto Boys. It's only two.
Only two. A couple of boys.
Couple of boys.
Couple of lads.
Couple of boys. So, I've got some exciting news for you guys.
Yes.
Tom has won last week.
Get out. Get out. Oh, my word. I want to thank me. You've been hit by. You've been hit by. How was I going
to
lose with that?
You guys have just... Yeah, which I said... I did say to you, I would have voted Michael Jackson. I would have chosen Michael Jackson as well, so you did a good choice. Goodbye. No, we're not going to play... Tom got really grippy in the middle when he thought he was going to lose because that guy voted Single Ladies. Bloody Sid turned on his head.
He did. He did.
It's been a lovely show, hasn't it?
What did Beyonce... What do you say to Beyonce when she loses her balloon?
All the Single Ladies.
No. If you liked it, you should have put a string on it.
I wanted a long silence then. Because I didn't want you to even think it was vaguely funny.
It's good! What bloody show! Oh, all those guests! What a plethora! What a...
Don't use my word. That's my word and you know it is.
What a buffet of people.
Are you pleased that you won?
I'm Cloud Bloody Nine.
Thank you so much to Lake Malawi, Off Colour, Silento, Sid Batham and Lotto Boys and... Yeah, I know. I was hoping you were going to say it. Sigala. Guys, in the studio, I went...
Why?
Tom went to say Sigala and he just mouthed Sigala. I was like, you know, this is a radio show where you say things out loud.
No, I was internally thanking him.
I feel like me and Sigala are friends now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hope so.
Is he local?
Yeah, he is.
Ooh.
I hope he feels the same way.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Will we now?
Tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's going to be at where we're going. No, he's not.
No, he's not. We're all going out on a team night out tonight, though.
We are. Team bonding.
Abby, Nat, Tom and myself are going to a rooftop in Camden. Proud.
I'm proud.
Proud to be there. Proud to be going.
Yeah.
Proud as punch.
How do you see the night going?
I see it going one way, and that is Abby being sick on herself in the corner of the bathroom.
Standard.
Well. She's only bloody Welsh.
Oh, God.
Welsh old Abby.
Get her a serviette.
Oh, serviette for Abby, please. Couple of those. Take them with you.
I like it when you do that.
I do too. I think Abby does a bit also. Should we play a bit of Michael Jackson?
Oh, a little bit, please.
Oh, if you don't mind. Thanks for listening. I've been Harriet Rose.
And I've been Tom.
And this has been FUBAR fucking radio.
Have a fucking great Thursday, you guys.
You just ruined it.